Lovers and friends. Episode
10.
10. Episode 10.
Yes, welcome back.
Wow, let me move my chair.
Guys, welcome back.
Welcome back.
So what are we going to talk about today?
Today we're going to be talking all about hair stories.
Okay, okay. So
you can move closer.
Let's get into
I was just asking her to move close, everybody, so we could show people on IG that we're both here.
Okay. You know? Yeah, so let's get into the story. What kind of stories do you have? What do you want to talk about?
Well, for me, I mean, the reason that we decided to talk about this topic was that, you know, this morning when I was getting ready, I remembered this story about when I was at a networking event. There was this girl who was there, and I was in a circle talking to people because mm-hmm. I like to talk. Mm-hmm. And she was like, she came up from behind me and reached in and put her whole hand inside of my hair. Wow. Like, her whole hand.
Wow.
So I was just like, I literally felt her energy, mm-hmm. like, sort of like zap my energy.
Wow.
You know, when she was reaching in. And there's this whole culture around, like, people sort of being able to, I don't know, like, feel the need to touch your hair.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, where does this need come from?
Right.
And why do you think that you're allowed to touch my precious hair?
Mm-hmm. Was she white?
Of course.
So what did you say anything? Like, what happened? And I just want to know, because I just want to know, like, how was your hair? Like, what did it look like? Because it's just out of my own curiosity.
At the time, I had a man bun.
Oh, okay.
And, so she, like, you know, so it was, like, shaved on the bottom. Mm-hmm. And there's, like, I had a lot of hair on the top.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so I guess she felt the need to reach inside and touch it. And the funny thing was, when she did that, it was like, I was talking to a group of black people, mm-hmm. and it's like, when she did that, everybody was like, you know? So, hi, Jane! everybody was like, oh my God.
Right.
Why did you do this? And she just looked, like, I think she just turned pale or she turned red. I don't remember.
Mm.
But it was like...
Did you say anything? Or you just gave her the death of look?
I think I gave her the look of death. And I was just like, why would you... I think I was trying to be calm.
Mm-hmm.
Because the old me would have been like, girl, why did you do that?
Right.
You know? So I was just trying to be calm and, you know, just like... keep cool, but
mm-hmm.
that was crazy.
Well, that is crazy.
You know, have you ever had somebody do anything like that to you?
Hold on, guys. This thing is acting crazy. So let me just turn this off.
Our TV is acting up. Technical difficulties.
Let me see. Someone ran. Well, first of all, let me think of somebody white touching my hair. No, that never happened. Someone randomly touching my hair? Yeah, someone I was dating. And she just wanted to put, like, her hand in my hair. And I'm like...
Yeah, I don't know what that's
I'm like,
about.
Just because... Can you put her... Because I have my work.
Okay.
I was just like, just because, like, we're dating or whatever you want to call it, like, doesn't mean you could put your little hands in my...
Little pesky hands!
Yes, in my hair. So I was like, I did like this. Like, I moved. Like, I was like... And she's like, oh. Like, no, I was like... No.
You have
to ask me first. And she was just like so obsessed with like always wanting, because at this time I had a fro at that time. And she always wanted to like put her hands through. I'm like, no. Especially I just got this fro to look perfect. Like, hell no. You definitely not going to touch my hair. Just ask me. So that was like annoying. And she was black. So I was like, no. But at my old job, I had, like, a mohawk at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But the girl did ask me. She's like, oh, your hair looks so soft. And it looks so cool. Can I touch it? And I told her yes. I let her. Because I'm like,
yeah. She asked
She asked me. So I was like, girl, you cute. So, yeah, I mean, you can touch it. And I was fine with that because she asked, you know.
Yeah, I think it's important and vital whenever you want to touch somebody's hair you have to remember it's a part of their body and it's growing out of their head. And the head is a very sacred part of our bodies. It's where the third eye lies, you know, like, it's a very personal, and hair is, like, very personal and intimate. You can't just be going around all willy-nilly touching people's hair with your grubby paws. Okay. Like, you know, you gotta get people's permission. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to ask people. You can't just be like, oh, let me just...
I don't care how curly, how soft, how whatever you may be intrigued by, like, you know, I feel like you have to ask. Because, like you said, it's, like, energy is about, like, you know, like, you will feel their energy once they, like, touch your hair, your crown. And then you're going to feel, like, something going to shift. You're going to feel awkward or weird.
No, my energy, just, like, when she touched my hair, when she put, like, I felt this, like, a zap of, like, all my energy sort of, like, rush out of my head, like, through my head. So it's, like, yeah, it's really, you know, it's, like, you don't realize. Right. And there's so much energy that we carry in our hair.
Yeah.
Too. Like, you know, both of us recently cut our hair, and it's, like, you know, when you cut it, you feel like a release of energy. Yeah,
for real. Like, you know? Whether it's good energy or bad energy, like, you, sidebar, even with sage in your place, it can still be good energy here, but you can still get to, like, sage that too, you know? Exactly. So, like, when you're cutting your hair, it's not about, like, oh, getting rid of this bad energy. You can still have good energy in your hair. Like, my locks, when I cut it off, it was still good energy there, but I just needed to start over. I just wanted to start over, so... Yeah, and I remember she even, like, she was like, I used to be like, okay, I have to go because I'm going to do my whole wash my hair, my whole routine. And she's like, oh, I can wash your hair. And I'm like, I'm just like, you know, I mean, usually I'll be down for people washing my hair, but I mean, something about your energy, I'm not quite sure. It took me a long time, then I eventually gave in, like, okay, like, go ahead. Mm-hmm. But it took me a while.
Yeah, hair is, like, very secret. I don't think I even like people doing... Well, I'm trying to think if I like people doing
my hair. I like people doing my hair. The thing is, because I get to choose who's doing my hair. Yeah. So, like, I would, like... Especially back in the day, I would have people do my hair, like, but I knew them. Like, I would have, like, my brother's sister, she used to do my hair. My mom used to do my hair, of course. When I went to the salon, I had a person that my mom knew that she would do my hair. It wasn't like I was going to anybody next one in, like, their chair. No. And then when it came to my friends, like, I knew my friends. So I would have certain friends, like, oh, wash my hair, do my hair, you know, all of that. I was okay with that because the majority, like, my friends, they have really good energy because, I mean, they're my friends for a reason. So I was okay with that. Like, I was really fine with that. So.
Yeah, well, shout out to my niece, Jade, who's watching on our IG Live. I used to have people do my hair, too. Mm-hmm. Like, my niece, Jade, she would do my hair. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I felt her good energy all the time. And I appreciated that. But then there were other people, like, when I would go to certain salons where I felt like they were trying to... You know when you go to a black hair salon sometimes? And you're like, oh, I just want you to trim my hair.
And they cut it.
Yeah. Like, the whole thing. I said, that's not a trim. This is a whole
They do
cut.
A haircut. They didn't want to charge you for that.
Yes. And so I always wondered, like, you know, about that, about how important energy is when you're considering someone who's doing your hair.
Yes.
You know, even, like, the last kind of major thing that I did in cutting my hair, I wanted to do it myself. Like, I wanted to make sure that I was the one doing it, you know, because I felt like it was a spiritual process that I needed to shave my head and I needed to heal myself through that whole process. And for you too, like, you cut your hair.
Yeah. So like, for that situation, like, I have my moments. I don't need that all the time, but like, my lock, my hair, I initially wanted someone else to do it or like get someone to start it. But then I had a dream. I was like, okay, I need to do it. The person told me no, straight to my face in my dream. And I was like, oh. So I did my locks for the second time. I did it myself this time, and it did feel good. And I kept retwisting it myself. But eventually, I wouldn't mind if I would have kept them and it got longer. I wouldn't mind finding someone I trust. Because I never really have an issue with people doing my hair. People that I know doing my hair. Or even, oh, so when I cut my hair too, when I cut the locks, I did that part by myself. But after that, once I, like, after that, I don't care going to, like, the barber shop. Like, I have, we have a good barber, Sarah Bell.
Shout out to Sarah Bell. Shout out to you.
But, like, I like when she cuts my hair. I love that experience. So, like, even before I met her, like, I just had pretty much, like, good experience with barbers. But, yeah, it is, like, a sacred thing. I think it's important to, like, find the right person. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're the, because I'm not the type to do it yourself. No. Like, if I could do my haircut, like, this particular, like, cleaning it up myself, I would, but that's not me. So I just like go.
I want to learn, I want to try to do that.
I feel like I will be okay trying to figure out how to do it too, but I think at the same time too, I'll be eventually like after a while like, okay, now I'm tired, I want to get someone else to do it. But yeah, I figured I wouldn't mind like learning how to do it for a little bit, but as I feel like at my lifestyle would get busy, I just need someone to do it that I trust. And I look at it, it's like, I like to be pampered, so look, it to me, it's like I'm getting pampered. But yes, I'm really big on who's cutting it, who's doing it. I'm very picky when it comes to that, so.
I mean, so I had a barber for a long time, and this was when the time period that I was talking about where the girl put her whole hand in my hair. And I used to go to this barber shop in Harlem, which I really liked, and I thought my barber was awesome. And then when I decided that I didn't want to have, you know, my, some people call it top knot, some people call it man bun. But when I decided, you know, I didn't want to have my man bun anymore.
Right.
And I told him, he got physically upset. Wow. Like, he got really angry at me, you know? And he was like, no, that's not going to look good on you.
What? Because I said, he said it would not look good on you?
I said to him, like, I want to cut, I want everything to cut off. Like, I want it to be all even.
And that would not look good on you?
And, like, the way it is now. And he was like, no, that won't look good on you. You shouldn't do that, you know? Like,
I was reading what Jade said.
Yeah, Jade said, I prefer people don't do my hair.
Why is that, Jade?
Tell us in the comments, Jade. Why is that that you prefer people don't do your hair?
Yeah, I'd like to know.
But yeah, so I was like, you know, I was explaining to him. I've been coming to him for like 2 years, so I thought we were cool. I was like, no, I want to cut it down. You know, I want to try something new. I've had this hairstyle for like 2 years. Right. I want to do something else.
Right.
And he was just like, no.
What?
And then I kept saying, like, just cut my hair, you know? Like, you're my barber. And I think what happened was he, you know, like, he spent a long time doing my hair. Yeah. And he got comfortable with...
And attached to it.
Mm. Attached and connected to it. And because of that, he thought that, you know, he could kind of control it. And I feel like at a subconscious level, sometimes with women and men, I think that men think they have some sort of control over your hair, right? Like this
He felt like it was his creation.
Yeah, like he felt like it was his creation. Wow. And, you know, he had the right to say whether I would cut it or not. I was like, my man. No, I don't think so.
That's crazy.
You know, like... But after that, he kind of, like, and then he didn't even cut it the first time the way I asked.
He left a little bit of hair, extra hair, like, just and, to make sure you know that it's still there.
Yeah, and I'm like, this is not what I asked for, honey.
Wow. That is crazy.
Anyway, so when he starts cutting, he's like, you're not going to look. He's like saying all this stuff under his breath.
Oh, and I'm just
like, first of all, why are you acting this way? And it was like, this is my barber for a long time. And so I had never in my whole time going there thought, how could he behave like that?
I would have walked out.
And, you know, I think it goes to show that I maybe gave him no boundaries.
Right.
In the sense that I allowed him to think that he could have that kind of control over my
hair.
Because usually when I would come for a haircut, I would let him kind of like do a free flow. You know, like I would let him, I say like, yeah, you know, like keep it like a man bun, but like, you know, you could do some designs or you could do something like, you know, like you could shave a different kind of way on the sides.
Yeah.
But... yeah, never thought he would be that mad. And so, like, it was crazy. And after that experience, I never came back.
So real quick, guys. So Jade responded back. She said the reason why is because she has trust issues with people doing her hair. So if you feel like you have trust issues of, like, you know, you can relate, let us know, you know, in our comments on our Instagram or on our podcast. Yeah.
And, like, also what I'd like to know from Jade and from all of you is, like, what are the trust issues? Where does that come from? What is at the core of that? You know, because I think for me, especially with him now, I feel like it didn't really give me, like, how can I explain this? I felt, like, more hesitant now because of that experience with him to go to another barbershop. Because, like, with Sarabelle, who's our current barber, like, you know, she's a woman. Mm-hmm. Our barbershop is a neighborhood barbershop. It's very approachable.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I would want to have that same experience again with a male barber. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, for me, that's where my trust issues would stem from. Mm. What about you? Have you had any trust issues with... Well, you said you enjoy it.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I haven't had... No one ever, like, did anything that I really usually didn't enjoy or didn't like. Or they will usually do what I tell them to do. Because I went in with, like, I want my hair like this. Or I would have a picture or a description.
Yeah.
And when they show me, I would, like, look at it and, like, cut a little bit lower. Or can you do like that? So, I never really had that issue. Someone's like, oh, you... Like, how you experience, like, oh, are you sure? Like, they just did what I asked them to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I haven't really had any bad experiences with that. They might, like, sometimes they probably won't do it. So, they said, like, they didn't do it as perfect. But I was like, okay, that's fine. I'll tell them next time or whatever. But not like that. Even when I had hair, when I went to the salon, I used to go to the salon when I was, like, younger and, like, in my teens. I don't think I even had bad experience there. They just would do it how I wanted, and I was just out. Then when people, like, at home, like, my friends would do it. This one girl, she did my hair. I just didn't like it. I didn't like how it looked, so I just took it out the next day. That's all I would do. Like, I never, like... So I guess I just kept moving on with life. So I just, you know, if I didn't like it, I didn't care who you were. You could be my friend. If I didn't like this style, I'm taking it out the next day because I'm not going to be embarrassed. You're not going to make me look crazy. If it's too tight, I'm not going to look foolish. Like, okay. No. So I...
Because I feel bad for you.
Okay. I had a couple of people who did my hair and it just didn't look the way I wanted to look. So that happened. When it came to my hair, when I had hair. And if they would do it, because, like, my hair texture is, like, kind of weird. It's, like, mixed texture. Mm-hmm. So sometimes, if I want a certain style, it may not come out that way. My hair may unravel, or in my head is flat. It won't stay. The shape of my head is like a peanut shape. So, like, I can see somebody else with this. I'm like, yes, that's cute. And they do it on me and look very flat. Like, my hair would just look very flat, not like bouncy and full.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I'll take it out. I would not have a problem taking it out. And then somebody's like, oh, you took it out. I'm like, mm-hmm. Like, I didn't really care for it, or it didn't stay, or whatever. So, I had some other situation where I'm like, oh, this doesn't look right.
Yeah.
I'll just take it out.
Well, I mean, for me, I remember, because I wanted to just go back to, like, the trust issues. I'm trying to get... I'm going to put it down for a second, because I can't... Oh. Like, for me, the time that I went to that barbershop, that was the first positive experience that I had. So, like, months before I went to the first barbershop... to the barbershop that I mentioned, I had that whole transaction with my barber.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe the first time I ever tried to go to a barbershop by myself was when I was living in Washington Heights, and I went to a barbershop because I was there.
Oh, wow.
And I kept trying to, like, you know, get the eye of somebody.
Yeah.
You know, like... And they were just very dismissive of me, you know?
Whoa.
And it was crazy because I had heard of women having those kinds
of
experiences.
Yeah.
But still, I was like, wow. Like, and I just ended up, like, walking out.
That is crazy.
Because I felt so disrespected. Like, you know, people just overlooked me, kept overlooking me.
Wow.
Nobody was like, oh, do you need help or anything? Like, and it wasn't even that busy.
That's crazy. Yeah, I never... experience that either, but I have heard, like, I read articles and heard that women do experience that. Like, my very first haircut, when I was living in Maryland, I went into, because this barbershop was like in the mall. So I walked inside of the mall because that's where I had to catch my bus to go home by the little mall stop. So I was like, let me just go in because I think I saw a barbershop there. And I saw this barbershop with a sweet guy. I think he was Ethiopian. And he was like, oh, you here for the haircut? And I think him and another guy was like, they said the same time. But for him, I was like, oh, he looks nice and just gentle. I'm gonna go with him, you know. So I went with him and he did my cut and everything, and I was fine. I went to him a couple of times, and then my ex, her school had like this event where people would showcase like their talents, or like cut barbers or makeup artists or nail techs. They would do it for free. You just drop them a little tip or whatever, but they do it for free. So we went there. Her school had like a whole little sleepover, so I went there for the haircut. So I'm like, I get a free haircut, and the guy, he was very sweet. He's like, I can take you. I'm like, okay. He took me, and then so we started talking. I really like how he cut my hair. So I was like, oh, like, do you have a business card? He's like, yeah, and I could come to your house. Because he didn't have a shop, which was smart, because like, you have to pay for the booth.
Yeah,
so like,
that's
I'll come to your house. So I'm like, okay. So that experience was great. And then when I cut my hair the first time, when I first moved to New York from my fro, one of the guys that I used to work with, his haircut always, like, out of all the guys, his haircut was always nice, and it was like different styles. Mm-hmm. So I was like, who's his barber? Because his haircut be looking real good. So he told me, and the guy was like so sweet too. And I showed him the picture that I want with the look, and he was like, okay. He's like, I'm just gonna ask one question one time. Like, are you sure and are you ready? I said, yes, just cut it. And he did it, and he did a great job. So I was like very happy. So yeah, I never really experienced that, but I do feel like I do feel like in some barbershops, especially like
my Instagram, I'm gonna turn this off.
I do feel like in the
by Jade, I'm gonna turn this off.
With the all male like dominated shop, I will say I do feel the energy of them seeing a woman come in and they just stare, like, you know, and then like to rock around. I do feel that energy, even though I didn't really experience what you kind of experienced, but I do feel the energy was like, as if it's like taboo that a woman will come in here for a haircut, which sometimes you like feel awkward. But I just walk in there like, okay, I don't care, I'm here, who's gonna cut my hair, you know? But yeah,
I mean, it really has to do with, I mean, at the same time, for me, it also had to do with, like, my comfort level at the time. I think when you go into situations without setting your intention, you know, sometimes that kind of stuff can happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for me, I think that I was nervous.
Yeah, I was saying, you're nervous. Yeah, I was about to say
that. That was my first time going into a barbershop. I was, like, scared. You know, like, I didn't know what to do, who to say. You know, it felt like a man's zone. And I was trying to go in there, and yeah, I felt like uncomfortable. So because I felt uncomfortable, I brought that energy with me, and then, like, you know, that's kind of like energy I receive.
Yeah, I would say that's very true, because I would say it depends on the energy that you bring to the table. You're gonna get it back.
Exactly.
And then that's when the experience is kind of like, oh, this wasn't great, but like,
but so it's also
what did you bring, what did you contribute? Because I said, with me, I didn't experience, but I also went in there like very confident, even if I was like not really nervous, but I'm like, okay, this is gonna be like all guys. But during time, I'm like, okay, I know what I want, and I'm walking in here with this type of energy and this attitude, and they're like, oh, can I help you? You're here for a cut? And sometimes it would be like two guys maybe will say the same time. I chose who I wanted to go to. And I'm like, oh, I'll stare somebody. You know, I'm good for a good stare down. I'll stare down a certain person, and they'll look my way like, okay, I'll get you next. And I'm like, okay. So I do think it's about energy and how you're feeling.
And if you feel confident and comfortable.
Yeah.
And for me, you know, I think hair has always, not now, but when I was growing up and when I was younger, I think hair really had to do more for me with people telling me how I should wear it and me not feeling connected to it at all. Like, you know, me feeling like, oh, this is something that I have to deal with.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, when my mom used to do my hair, I'm so tender-headed, and I used just dread it when she was like, okay, I gotta do your hair. But oh gosh, like, I would cry. I was terrible, honestly. I was terrible. I'm gonna say that right now. I know I used to cry and like have fits when my mom would do my hair and be like, ouch.
Oh my
God. You know, and she probably was looking at me like, girl, if you don't stop.
Wow.
But, yeah, so I think my whole life up until, you know, my 20s when I started deciding what I wanted to do with my hair, mm-hmm. it was more controlled by other people. Wow. And, yeah, like my dad, when I was little, I don't know, I still need to have this conversation with my parents, mm-hmm. but I'm not quite sure, like, why. I had short hair from maybe, like, kindergarten
that's very
until, like, middle school.
Wow.
And then in middle school, I started growing it out, mm-hmm. and then I would wear it in, like, a puff and, like, pull it back in a puff ponytail. And then when I was 12 years old, my mom took me to the Dominican hair salon to get my first perm.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a perm all the way from, I guess, 12 years old until maybe, like, 17.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was 17, I was like, I'm not taking this perm anymore.
Uh-huh.
And I just, like, started growing it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then my first year of college, I did that big chop, and I just started wearing my hair natural.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been natural ever since then. Mm-hmm. So since I was, like, 17, 18 years mm-hmm. old. And, yeah. But it's always been about people telling me, "What now? Mm-hmm. You're gonna get a perm,
right?
You know, now I'm gonna do your hair." Now, but never like feeling like I had a decision. And I remember my dad took me to this barber. I don't know what he was thinking about, and he gave me this flat top, honey. I know flat tops were in, but I was a girl.
Oh my god!
And it was like it was just.
You should really ask just, why did that
I asked
happen?
My mom, like, why? I did. One time I saw the picture of myself. Because that was, like, my third or fourth grade picture, I want to say. And I had that flat top in the picture, honey. And, I don't know. I think I asked my mom, like, why did you let me have that haircut?
What did she
say? You
know?
Like, there's nothing. So, obviously, like, I'm gay. Like, I'm a tomboy. I'm mm-hmm. all these things. And there's nothing wrong with that if you're a little kid and you want to express yourself. And maybe I said that I wanted to look like that. I really do not know. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But just like, I don't know. Still, that haircut itself was awkward. You know, you have those haircuts, you're just like, why? Why did I have this? So that's my one black male haircut that I was just like, this is not working for me, honey.
You know, I was a tomboy with a ponytail, but my eyes were a little bit opposite.
That ponytail.
And a good ponytail. Really good ponytail. I was a little opposite of your story. So, like, I had long hair my whole life up until the age of 18. My mom said, when I turn 18, I can do whatever I want. But mm-hmm. if I was under 18, I wasn't cut. Because I wanted to cut my hair. She was like, no. I was like, oh. And I was like, oh. And so my hair just been long. And she probably permed it around, maybe like how you said, around the same age, like maybe 12. I don't know. But probably around that time I had like my perm hair, because I guess she didn't know how to, which I looked at my baby pictures, I'm like, my hair don't look like it was hard to manage. But maybe it was like thick, because my hair was thick and I was also tender-headed. So maybe she just didn't really feel like dealing with that. And I had so much hair. She just didn't have the time.
Yeah, I think that's what was
wrong. And like, I didn't, like, give that much of a fit, but I moved a lot. Like, I couldn't mm-hmm. sit still. So, like, my head would lean to the side. And, you know, I'm like, can you sit up? I'm like, or, like, if the hat comb, like, if I had the little mm-hmm. sizzle, I'm like, it's like, I didn't even touch you yet. And then I'm like, mm-hmm. One time, like, one thing I used to always do that was annoying to her, I guess, because she would pop me, which I stopped doing. When she would do a style, like a braid, I would touch it after each braid to see, or the feel, not to see, but just feel it. To see the product, like, okay, 5, 6, okay, so she's gonna be almost done. Cause I used to hate sitting there.
Yeah.
So that, I would say the only thing when I had hair, even though I enjoyed someone else doing it, I didn't enjoy the process of being there that long and sitting still. I could not sit still. So she would pop me on my hand with a comb, so now I don't have to sit still. So I think through all of that, she was like, you know what? You have too much hair. Like, and she probably, like, permed it because it would be easier to, like, manage, which I was like, at that time, I was like, okay. Feeling like I was grown. Like, okay. But now I wish she would have never done that. Just let it be, like, how it was. Because it would be interesting to see how it would have been.
It's tough,
but
you know?
18, I cut my hair short. I went to the salon. I went to the hairdresser we shared at the time, and I said I want to cut it. So for my 12th grade year prom, because I think my birthday came before prom, so right before prom, I had my hair like a nice little cut, and also like See, when my mom, like, she kind of decided, I couldn't cut my hair until 18. But she kind of gave me a little leeway and let me choose what type of style. So in that sense, I started to have a choice in, like, if I wanted pin curls, flexi rods, if I wanted to wrap. So I can then, like, when I got to a certain age, she let me decide the style. And then she waited until I got to a certain age to get color. So then I was allowed to do that. But so she had, like, a little control, but then she gave me a little freedom in that sense. Then after 18, honey, I was doing whatever I wanted to do with my hair, whatever, because I'm a Gemini, and I like to switch things up. So I was just experimenting with everything. I had braids. Only thing I did not have was I didn't have a wig, and I didn't have weave. I didn't have, back then it was tracks. I didn't have tracks in my hair, but I would have, like, braids. So I like African twists and all those different braids. I would have that, and then, like, my hair. But then I went natural, like, in my 20s, like, early 20s, like, 22, maybe, like, maybe 20, 21. Around that age, I went natural, and that's when I first locked my hair for the first time, cut all the perm out. And then from there, I just been natural. After that, when I, like, I was, like, maybe, let me see. Because I met somebody, like, 19. No, I met her when I was 19 or 20. So I'm just going to say 20. Probably when I, like, did the whole locking my hair. So I'm going to say 20. So after that, so 13 years of being natural. Mm-hmm. Now I did not go back to a perm. I was like, no, thank you. Nothing.
But you're saying now 13 years?
It's been 13 years since I've been natural. Because I started at 20.
Right, right.
Yeah, but before 20, I had perm. Like, I had permed hair.
Yeah, for me, it's been, like, what, like, 15, maybe? Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, but, I mean, like, I wouldn't... The interesting thing for me is, and I think for you, too, and for a lot of people who go natural, is once you do... Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe some people go back to perming their hair, but I feel like once you go through that process where you sort of, like, you know, grow from your perm, you start to grow out your hair, like, you know, and you start to get a sense of your texture, you start to appreciate your texture. Most people, I would say, don't have a desire to go back to the salon and to go back to perming and like doing all of that, because it is a process. I would be in the salon for like
hours,
and I used to have these gold chains that I used to wear around my neck. No, that was like a cute like New York City teenager, whatever. But I used to have the bracelets. I mean, the necklaces, and I would go under the dryer, and then they would get heated out and burn me, and I would just be under that dryer like so annoyed.
That's the only. I think for the hairdresser, the thing I didn't like. Well, I always booked appointments, but even when you book appointments, you're still kind of waiting. But I was like, okay, we're kind of that part of it. But the dry is what I hated. Mm-hmm. That's what I was like, do I really have to go under this? And then my mom would call me to check in, like, hey, are you almost done? You know, why are you calling me? Because you know I'm at the hairdresser, and I'm going to be under the dry. So I'm like, hello? I can call you back. Hello, can you hear me? And she's like, I can't hear you. My friends call me. I can't hear you. Are you almost done? Ignore. So we can meet up. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe another hour back. I got to go. And like still under the dryer.
Still under the dryer.
Even the dryer would cut off. I'm like, and I'm like half like, yeah, I'm like, the dryer's done. She's like, and wait. And then she come like 20 minutes later, she's like, your hair's so wet. I'm like, so you're having all this hair, my hair is not even dry. Cut this off. Like, no, I said I can't with the hair dryer. So
Well, I remember one time, and I still have it now, but one time when I was getting my hair permed, she left the permit for too long, but I felt it like tingling.
Yeah.
But I, you know, I was like young. I was like maybe 13 or 14, and I didn't really speak up for myself. Mm-hmm. And I felt it burning, but I just thought like, you know, it's doing its thing. And you know, I learned to like trust adults kind of. Yeah. Like they're the ones who know best and they're the experts. So I just kind of let it sizzle and everything, but it left a scar on the back of my neck, and I still have that scar to this day from that. Wow. And so, you know, it's just that whole perming, like, you know, if that's what you're into, that's fine.
Yeah, that's,
it's
just, that's cool.
Yeah, but it's like for me, for Lita Rose, like, it had to go, honey.
Yeah, it had to go. I remember when I started like growing my fro out. Not that I wanted a perm again, but I was very tempted of having it straight. Another thing I did straighten it, but I was like, okay. I was like, no, I was over it. But I wanted it to be a little straighter so I could like see my length, you know, mm-hmm. like have something dangling and shaking, because that's the part I did miss. So I had someone to straighten it, and I was like, oh, that's what I was so hyped about. And I got right in that shower and washed it mm-hmm. right out, and I was like, no. Because at the time when my fro was growing out and stuff like that from my original haircut, I wasn't really connected to my hair at all. So I was like, what is going on? And people were like, oh my God, it's so cute. I'm like, what is happening with my hair? What is this on top of my scalp? I don't know. So, like, I was just battling back and forth. So, then I was just like, you know what? But then I started to, like, you know, appreciate it more and show it love and take care of it more. Mm. And I, like, started to like it. And I just decided to cut it off yeah. after that. But, like, now I'm way more, and I'm still working on, I'm still building a connection with my hair. But when I did my locks for the second time, more of a spiritual reason, I was more connected to my hair and loved it. In that moment, but I still have my moments. I'm up and down. I'm like, I'll get a style that I want. I'm like, but do I want this now? Oh, it's always be something next, which I'm working on. Like, just be present in how it is mm-hmm. now. But I'm always like, okay, in a month or this or that, oh, I can do this instead of just enjoying it. So that's where I'm at now. I enjoy my hair, my texture now, but I just need to like be in the present moment of how it is now. Mm-hmm. Not once I get it cut or get a certain style, I'm thinking about the next style or something mm-hmm. new to it. Like, so that's what I'm working on with that.
I think that's a good point that you make. I think hair is also connected to how we feel internally, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So if we don't accept parts of ourselves or feel like we're not enough or feel like we constantly are like figuring ourselves out,
yeah,
our hair often reflects that mm-hmm. because we feel like, well, if I cut it, mm-hmm. then I'm going to feel more funky and edgy. Yeah. If I grow it out, I'm going to feel more like whatever
free
you're going
or
for.
Whatever. Yeah, yeah.
Whatever the look is that you're yeah. going for. But I see that with a lot of women. It's like, we gotta change it up, switch it up, which is fine.
Yes.
But I do think that is also, there's some sort of spiritual element connected to that mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. And it speaks to what's going on with us internally.
Yeah.
So that's that's interesting to mm-hmm. think about. But yeah, hair is so important because it's like the fabric that sort of ties everything together in mm-hmm. terms of how we connect to our communities,
yeah.
how we connect to our moms and dads sometimes, I guess.
Right.
Some dads do hair. Shout out. Yeah. I've seen some IG videos of yeah. dads who do their daughter's hair.
My stepfather used to do my hair, but he wasn't great at it, but he used to do my hair.
I still think that's an amazing thing.
Yeah,
I love to see that. I love seeing parents doing things that are, which should be normal, you know, in my opinion, of course, but that are non-traditionally done by, you know, a dad or non-traditionally
yeah.
done by a mom.
Like, and my mom had to go to work. He'd be like, okay, I'm doing your hair for school. And he was doing things. So I'm like,
yeah.
But yeah, he definitely did.
But I think overall for me, I've really learned to love and appreciate my hair at every stage that it's in. And I can appreciate myself without hair because
mm-hmm.
I've been bald, and I could appreciate myself with hair because I've had a huge afro.
Mm-hmm.
So either way, you know, I feel like hair is hair, but hair is sacred. And so
yes.
really build your relationship with your hair. If your hair is not healthy, think about why that is, because that's connected to...
Yeah, and don't be afraid to, like, if it's not healthy, don't hold on to it. Don't keep it, like... Like, I experienced that plenty of times, like, when I used to dye my hair and stuff, and then after a while, it would just be dried out.
Mm.
I'm like, no, because I already got to this point of this length, so I have to keep it. And I just was looking crazy. No one would say anything, like, you know? So it's like, you just have to let go. If it's not healthy,
yes.
just let it go. It's okay.
Yeah, the reason I shaved my head recently, and I did it live on IG, and I put a video up of that. If you'd like to see, you can look at my page, Judy.Mars on IG, Mars with a Z. So the reason I cut it was because I had never had this experience before. I don't know if you all who are listening have had this experience, but my hair was like shedding, like
a lot.
It was.
And it was everywhere. And it was kind of scary because it was just, like, falling out, mm-hmm. you know? Like, crazy. Mm-hmm. And partially, I think that was because I dyed it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it really dried my hair out. Mm-hmm. And as it was trying to grow back, it just couldn't. Like, the whole texture was different. Right. Everything. And right. so, would I do that again? Definitely not. But,
yeah, I'm done with dyeing. I'm like, I just keep my natural color. Yeah. And for, speaking of color, hair color, for a very long time, I could not stand my natural hair color. My mom doesn't like her natural hair color. Because we have this, like, dull, like, brown looking. Like,
it's not dull.
No, that's what I'm about to explain. Before you met me, yes, my hair used to look very dull. So that's why I used to always dye it. Because I wanted that shine. I wanted that black, dark shine. My hair was, like, dark brown that almost looked black, but it wasn't quite black, and it wasn't dark enough to be black, but it was, like, that sandy, like, brown that I was, like, oh, and I think my best friend, she can relate, too, and I was, like, I don't like it, so that's why I used to always dye my hair, but, like, now I'm so okay with it, and it's, like, so much better now, and it now it does not look dull, like, no, but before, and it's probably, I probably wasn't moisturizing properly also at the same time, but I just could not stand that color, because it was just, like, so boring and bland, I was, like, ugh, but now I have it low, and it's fine, I love, like, I'm not going to dye my hair, so I like how it looks, and it's more moisturized. Also, if, like, you have any suggestions, people out there, for some reason, as my hair, like, if I decide to grow it out for a little bit, as it grows out, it doesn't hold the moisture, and I rub it and rub it and rub it in. It just sits there. But when I have short hair, I can rub it, then rub it again, and it just blends in fine. So I wish I don't understand that part of it. Mm-hmm. And then another thing I used to experience too, which probably have to do because maybe I could have been dehydrated, but I would notice if my hair grows to a certain length, I would feel tension around it. And when I it was time for me to have a haircut, I wouldn't know because this tension would just come. If I needed to wash my hair, it was like this little tension would just come.
Like, so like pain?
Like a little headache kind of, but not quite like a headache, but like just tension. You know how your scalp is sore. Like if someone had braids in their hair and they took their hair out and your hair is finally breathing and it's like tension, just soreness. So I just be like sore. It'd be sore. But when I have it cut low, I don't really feel anything. So that's interesting. So, and if you guys know anything about that, please share and let me know. Or if it's just all in my brain, let me know.
Yes. Let us know. We love hearing from you. We love, you know, your comments, your questions.
Yes.
If you'd like to send us a friend letter, you can send us an email. A friend letter, as a reminder, is a letter where you write to us, email us, you know, you can DM us at Junie and Lita. But if you'd like to email us a friend letter, you can write to us at Lita Rose, so LEDAROSE and Junie, JUNIE, Mars, MARZ, at gmail.com. And we'd love to hear from you, love to get a friend letter from you. You know, we create this content for you to help continue a conversation that, you know, either we had started talking about here at home or, you know, while we're out, something that we notice, something that we've seen in the media, but something that we feel is relevant to our listening audience. So, send us a friend letter, comment, you know, any questions that you have, any topics you'd like us to discuss, let us know. We want to know.
Yeah, and our Instagram is Lita and Junie, because you said Junie and Lita. So it's Lita and Junie, guys.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
I'll try to put my name first if you saw that. But anyway, because Lita always put her name first.
Because it just flows. I just create
I'm just saying, Jay comes before
I get all of that technical, literal. I get all of that. But when I was creating the account myself, I couldn't remember from our first Instagram how it was. Oh, okay. So I, because it was the other way around the other time, but I couldn't remember. So I just typed in Lita and Junie and it sounded good. So
yeah,
I went with that. I go with feelings, guys. I just go how things feel.
She's
and
very intuitive.
Yes. And Junie goes with like technical literal. She used to be a teacher, so she goes with by the book. I go by the book sometimes, but I go by
she can go no, hold on.
No, I'll go by the book policy when it comes wise, to yes. I'm gonna say professional, political, like professional world, like companies and policies and ethics and all of that. Yes, I go by the book. But outside of that realm, I go with how I feel. Just to clear that up with you guys.
All right. Well,
yeah.
You know, we would love to hear your feedback on how you identify with this podcast and how you have better connected yourself with your hair and any insights that you've gotten from this discussion. We hope you got something awesome out of this episode. And we will see you next time with another episode.
Yes, peace, guys. Peace. Love you.
And bye. Love.
Bye.
Bye.